Henry app. Springfield Hospital has filed for bankruptcy protection. The move comes as the small hospital has lost about $14 million over the last 2 years. It's made some cost-saving moves in recent months, closing its birthing center and laying off 30 people. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been reporting on this story as it's unfolded, and he joins me now. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So first, Howard, why is Springfield declaring bankruptcy right now?
Yeah, well, basically, the hospital ran out of time. Like you said, they've been trying to trim costs over the past few months, and they were able to slice about $6 or $7 million off of this current fiscal year. But really, the problem is that they owe a lot of money to a lot of businesses, and that's built up over a number of years. And the bankruptcy protection is a way to try to get out from under that debt. The hospital administration, they hope that they can emerge from this and keep the doors open.
This move was expected. You reported about a month ago that Springfield's president said they intended to file for bankruptcy. But how will this impact the hospital and its clinics in the near term?
So what's important to understand is that Springfield Hospital is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And that's different from Chapter 7. That's where a business or an organization just shuts the door and closes down. But in this case, Springfield Hospital is asking a judge to allow the hospital to not pay back most or all of the money that it owes and then continue operating. I spoke with Josh Dufresne today. He's the interim CEO of Springfield Medical Care Systems, and that's the group that runs the healthcare clinics. And this is what he said.
We're not looking at closing any clinics. We're not looking at eliminating any services at this point. We're not looking at closing the hospital.
So really what Springfield Hospital needs now more than anything else is patients. And the administration is really stressing that if the community wants to keep the hospital in Springfield, then they need to support it.
Okay. Howard, you've been looking through the actual bankruptcy filings. Is there anything interesting in there? Like, who does Springfield owe money to right now?
So Springfield Hospital and the healthcare clinics, they filed separately. Both groups together owe the IRS about $830,000. The hospital owes the state of Vermont more than $2 million in Medicare and Medicaid overpayments. And they owe various pharmaceutical and healthcare businesses across the country another $2-$2.5 million.
Okay, so this still needs the approval of a judge. So what comes next in that process?
Yeah, so this is just the first step, and the hospital says it could take a year or more to sort it out. Scott Phillips is director of a national health services consultant firm, and he said the challenge is that all of the demographic and economic trends that led to the losses in the first place, they don't go away, even if the judge affirms the plan.
We're facing continuing workforce shortages, populations that are vulnerable, and then, of course, chronic poverty.
Now, Springfield will have to convince a judge that whatever emerges from the bankruptcy hearings will be a viable healthcare system. This will likely include having a larger hospital like Dartmouth-Hitchcock take over Springfield, but that's far from a done deal. I spoke with someone at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and he would only say that they were talking with Springfield, but that a deal has not yet been reached.
Okay, that's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. We've been speaking about Springfield Hospital, which has filed for bankruptcy. Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Henry.